Play it. And sit and nurse my broken heart. Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. Listening to us on AmericaOutLoud.com, along with other podcasters and talk radio hosts. Also, thanks to Blue Lives Matter for sponsoring us and making this whole thing possible. I am again. No, not yet. I thought the course was coming here. Warrior12.com. Check them out for the latest apparel and Hardhead Veterans helmets at hardheadveterans.com. I am watching The Police, and the song is called So Lonely. Why do I need to tell anybody who what the song is? Everybody knows the song. Yeah. The theme, again, is I'm by myself. I got tired of playing Madonna. And, you know... And here we got Sting and Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers. I think they're in Japan. Well, it looks a little communist, this state here. Maybe it's China. Hey, China! Maybe Japan. I don't know. This video was shot somewhere. There's Asian people everywhere. I don't know if they're Japanese or Chinese. And they're walking around bothering everybody with their walkie-talkies and the drummers tapping his sticks everywhere and walking through the little flea market. Actually, the whole city's a flea market. And he's tapping on stuff, and then all the vendors are like, no, get away! Get away from my sign! Hey, bubber gum machine, don't tap it! Please! you want to buy fish? Please, go to Subway! Oh, look at that hair, man. I really wonder if this is Japan or China. Anyway, yeah, Madonna's just, I think I overdid it with Madonna and her dumb song. It's not a dumb song. I think it's a good song. But I figured I'd switch it up with The Police. Not to mention, it's pretty relevant, right? The Police. We're a law enforcement talk radio network show, whichever. So Al again is not here today, and he will be, I promise. Just until then, you do have to listen to my crazy rants and my silly stories about being lonely and different kind of songs. I figure I would provide a different song every episode that I'm by myself, and today I'm certainly by myself, and I don't feel overly lonely. Well, I mean, I don't have like 10 cats running around. Cats do make your house stink, smell. I mean, they really flipped my parents' house around. They had 3 cats. All my doing. I brought all of them. The first cat was my friend had. His mom was a single mom, and she lived in a house. I won't disclose where, but she had a bunch of cats there. And those cats had a tendency to, you know, breed. And there were some sibling sexual encounters going on, incestuous encounters. And they popped out a couple of cats here and there. And the cats were pretty cool, pretty normal. Didn't come out like looking like the baby from that X-Files episode where the hillbillies were plowing their mother. Yeah, that's right. And she kept giving birth to, like, mutants. So they kept, you know, bearing the little mutant children out in the field. And one day the kids were out there playing baseball and came across a very shallow grave with a very mutant baby. Incestuous result. Yeah, so basically that's what's been happening in that household with the cats. And, So I thought, hey, it'd be cool to have a cat. You have so many cats. Have you ever thought of selling them? He's like, no, I have so many cats here. Would you consider just taking one or two or three or maybe 10? And I said one wouldn't hurt. So that was our first cat. I wish Al was here to talk about this too. He would love to talk about our first cat in the United States. And his name was Little Red. Little Red. Little Red, yes. He was like orange-ish with like a white nose going down his chin, and it expanded into his chest. White fur, nice cute fur and orange all around. So I think all our friends, while the cat was at my friend's house, they gave him the nickname of Little Red. And we decided to just keep him Little Red until he got bigger, and then he was just Red. And the reason I bring up the fact that there was some inbreeding going on is because these cats didn't last long. When they got to about, oh boy, and I hope I'm really, it's about like six, maybe seven, just started having issues. He started started developing fluid in his lungs and died. My mother also fed him, would on occasion let meat thaw out from the freezer, and the meat was still in its plastic packaging. He would eat right through the plastic and probably would consume a big portion of plastic, but I don't think that was the problem. I mean, animals eat so much crap. I mean, look at labs. Yes, the dogs, the labs. They can eat, you know, you open up their stomach, find, you know, a license plate to a car, probably, a monkey wrench, I don't know, a leg to a bed that you thought you lost during a move, but turns out the little bastard ate it. Same thing with any other animal, I would imagine. Unless they're Weimaraners. Weimaraners have sensitive stomachs. So do beagles. At least mine does. Boy, does he eat anything other than his food? He stinks up the whole house. The entire freaking house. Just terrible, terrible. Dogs have the ability to really fart some nasty stuff. But anyway, Red, Little Red, died from just some fluid seeping into his lungs. And the poor guy I guess that's technically drowning because, you know, there's fluid. There's fluid interfering with your ability to breathe. Yes. Should have more Asiago cheese. I have a buddy at work, and he loves Asiago cheese. And he talks like this. He's smarter than everybody else. I am smart, and you're stupid. Let me tell you more about World War II. I read so many books. He has. He's actually a historian. I make fun of him a lot because he takes himself very seriously. Like, you know, myself. I take myself very seriously. And this story just ventured from the incestuous breeding of cats to my friend at work. But back to my cats. Then I was stupid enough to get another cat while the first one was alive. And we named him Tofik, which is a name for Azerbaijanese name. Because my father looked at him and it resembled his friend Tofik. So I wish Al was here. He would correct me if I'm wrong. But then Tofik, which is also a male cat, has started developing little crystals in his bladder. And I think this is a common thing among cats, some cats. Tofik, mind you, is also a result or a product of inbreeding. And the weird part is, I want to say Red's mother or Red's father was, or Red's brother, I think, had sex with Red's mother. And as a result, Tofik was born, but no, was it the other way? Somehow, Tofik was younger than Red, but he was Red's uncle. If you all can help me out how that equation goes, equate that in one of your math classes and let me know how that happened. I got to sit down and think about it and remember how it went. But anyway, so there was that factor. And poor Tofik started developing crystals in his bladder, and they all bottlenecked in his little wee-wee. So eventually the doctors are like, you know, it'd be easier to just cut off his wee-wee and just have like an opening. So he'd kind of have like a little transgender thing going on. So he's a trans cat. Liberals would love him. And then, so he was a girl. You know, he was already neutered. A poor guy had his, you know, member cut off as well. So there were no, he couldn't do anything anymore. He couldn't, you know, all his manhood was taken away from him. We kept the claws. Of course, we wouldn't declaw a cat. Cats are very happy when they have the ability to scratch things. I think it's stress relieving. It's soothing to them. I don't understand why people declaw cats. Because of their kids. Because of their needy kids. But anyway, yeah, so he started developing crystals, and then they got so heavy and ridiculous. The poor guy couldn't pee. You know, but he kept drinking. That pee's got to go somewhere. So eventually we had to put him down. And then the third cat, and this is the final one, I promise, that was a stray cat and was the healthiest one of them all. And I think she lived for 13 years, I want to say, 13 to 14 years. And she did pretty good. That's pretty good for a cat, an indoor cat. My mother and never got her fixed, never got her, never gave her any shots. Never, ever, just off a street, some stray cat. Just shows exactly how these vets are just a ripoff. Some people are, some people never take their dogs to the vet. And I promise there's a topic that I'm going to discuss at some point, but I'm on a roll now, so I can't stop. But yeah, she never took him to the vet. Vets are just overpriced. Ridiculous. Ridiculous how much money they charge you. There should be a healthcare dilemma just for animals in this country, let alone people. You know, Obama talking about health insurance for cats and dogs. That would be kind of funny. And Trump like, oh, this is no, it's draining too much money. We don't need to take dogs and cats to the vets. They can just figure it out on their own. The survival of the fittest, it's going to be great. It's going to be huge. I couldn't agree more. And so, yeah, but then she died. I think she just died, you know, natural causes. She just would stop eating. And then she started drinking at some point. Then she stopped cuddling with my mother. And it was very sad. And then my mom called and was like, hey, Nicole, this is the name of the cat, Nicole died. And my dad, again, called her Nicole. Because she, to him, only to him, resembled Nicole Kidman, the actress. And I simply didn't see it. Nicole Kidman's a very, very pale woman with very, very red hair. A very pretty woman. I'm not dogging on pale people. I think there are so plenty of pale, hot women out there that I would absolutely give up so much for just to be with them. But, yeah, Nicole Kidman's very attractive. And then the cat was very, very gray. Like, dark gray. And a cat on top of that. The ears weren't similar to Nicole Kidman's. The nose wasn't similar to Nicole Kidman's. The eyes were of a cat versus the eyes of Nicole Kidman. Look, take any cat, mind you. And that cat will resemble the cat that I had more so than Nicole Kidman. Or my cat will resemble that cat. Find the dumbest looking cat. Type in Google, dumb looking cats. And my cat will probably resemble more like a cat than Nicole Kidman. Why did my father see this? I have no idea. He did not do drugs. He did not drink at that time either. Perhaps he was just flat out insane. I think he was. My dad did some very crazy, very, very crazy things. And I have about 5 minutes before our commercial break. And I figure I'll do a story after the commercial break and talk about my father. My father was so strange at times. He would decide to mop the deck outside before a winter storm. So I would come over. I came back from work or whatever, and we had a big storm coming, and I got home just in time before the storm. You know when the big storm is coming, it's pretty much psychological, but when you're walking around all day, all week they've been talking about this monster storm that is coming, and here it is just an hour before the storm hits, and it's very gray outside. It's very, you know, heavy overcast. There's a feeling in the air, and an energetic sensation in the air, right? Or is it just me? I feel like it is. Like you're anticipating. Your heart's starting to pound a little more. Maybe I like winter storms. Just the anticipation of a big storm coming. The calm before the storm. But I don't get that before the big hurricane comes in and it's like beautiful outside. Something about the snow and just snow weather. It's just so pleasant and nice. And then of course, if you're inside, it would be great. If you're a bum outside, well, it sucks to be you. What a bummer. Get it? Bummer. I think the weather alone would motivate me to get off the street. I understand. Listen. Plenty of homeless people can't better themselves. Disability, maybe. Certain circumstances in life that just got you there. Drug addiction, big one. Alcoholism, big one. But just that one bottle is worth the winter storm that you're about to, embark on. Unless you have like a nice little box somewhere or like a hole that you can crawl into and beg for enough money to go buy a bottle of booze. Actually, it might be a pretty nice night. Then again, I'm thinking about it. No bills. No responsibility. No lawn to cut. You're a bum. Chances are it would suck if you have kids with you. But let's say for the purposes of simplicity, you're a bum and you're by yourself. Man, just make sure, I was going to say make sure your clothes is clean. But they probably don't care about that. It's just the stench. I don't think I could deal with the stench. I'd need to have many, many, many pairs of socks because I don't like feet and I don't like when feet smell. Feet are disgusting. Just a disgusting form of a body part. Ugh. And it sits in that shoe that doesn't breathe. That's not ventilated at all. Even when you wear flip-flops, probably disgusting. Just at the bottom. The friction between the rubber and the bottom of your foot. Blech. Anyway, I was talking about my father. My father, right before the winter storm, decided he's going to mop the deck. So I walk up to the living room, and there he is out on the deck. I'm looking through the big windows that we had in my parents' living room, and he's out there in sweatpants, a winter coat, a scarf, and a hat. He's got a bucket out. A bucket has very, very soapy water. And mind you, this deck is not new. This deck is pretty darn beat up and old. And a simple sweep probably would have done the job. And even then, I'm not sure why the heck you would even want to sweep your deck before the winter storm. Who cares? You're not going to be out there for another 3 months, 3 or 4 months, till spring comes. And the deck looked like it was swept pretty nicely. It'd be funny if he swept it. Typically, before you mop anything, you have to sweep the floor so you don't have a little dirt crumpling up everywhere and rolling under your mop. And it just makes everything dirty still. So, he was out there mopping. And there's soapy mess all over the deck. I couldn't understand why. So, I asked my mother. I'm like, Mom, why is Dad mopping the deck? And she just looks at me with just no emotion in her eyes. Says, sometimes I just don't bother asking. In some instances, I don't even bother wondering at this point in our marriage. Who cares? Who knows? Because whatever excuse he does give isn't going to be a valid one anyway. It's not going to make any sense. It'll make sense in his head. Not that he's a liar. He never lied. But, mopping the deck right before the winter storm with Red. No, I'm just kidding. He wasn't mopping the deck with our poor dead cat. No, that would be awful. Anyway, oh boy, that came right up my throat. Please go to blue blue lives matter.blue and check out their rewards program. Again, they're about to do some revamping and get some cool products in there. And if you check their membership page and you apply for their membership, you're actually going to get a lot more stuff in return. A bunch of toys. A bunch of, you know, the word that I hate saying as an adult, goodies. Ugh, goodies. Hey, did you get your goodies for Blue Lives Matter today? Yeah, anyway, go to their rewards page. Go to their apparel. They have apparel as well. So bluelivesmatter.blue, and thank you to them for sponsoring us. Big sponsor of ours. Can't do it without them, so thank you. Also, speaking of apparel, they work in very, very, very close relations with Warrior 12. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Warrior 12. Go to warrior12.com. You'll see some handsome fellas sporting some very, very sexy t-shirts. They range from all sizes. And I think I owe somebody a t-shirt up in Canada. I haven't forgot about you. I'll get it to you. I promise. And then, yeah, warrior12.com. Check that bad boy out. You can just Google this stuff. I don't even know if anybody really goes up into the little www.worldwideweb thing where you can put the address in and type anything anywhere. Just Google it and then scroll down and tap on it. Yeah. Search engines have revolutionized the internet a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm being sarcastic. They revolutionized it in general. Search engines are phenomenal. You can literally type in anything. You know, you can type in, it rubs a lotion on its skin, and then Silence of the Lambs will come up. The scene will come up. You can type in something random like Toe Jam. Ew, and Toe Jam will come up. Or Bums. Bummer Bums. And that something will come up. I guarantee you. And then you go to images. There's the image portion of it. Very, very impressive. Or if you just want to hear So Lonely by The Police, you could just type in The Police, So Lonely. Good song. And last but not least, Hardhead Veterans helmets at hardheadveterans.com. Give them a visit. Check them out. Like them. Company by veterans, active and retired. So I would imagine they would know a thing or two about putting a helmet together. A good helmet on top of that. It goes over your ear. Kind of cool. Kind of cool looking. Hopefully it works. I would imagine it does. That's that. And then, of course, AmericaOutloud.com. Don't forget about us, them. This podcast is on AmericaOutloud.com. If you're driving right now, you're listening to us on the live radio app of AmericaOutloud.com. And thank you for listening to us. Thank you for tuning in. Please drive safely. Don't get distracted. Focus on the road. Grab that wheel at 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock and hope that the airbag doesn't deploy. It'll break your wrists and forearms unless you had your calcium for the month. Focus on that road. Stay within the lanes. And wherever you are, you know what? When you hear this, actually, no. I was going to say, when you hear this, tweet me and tell me where you are when you hear this message. No, do not do that unless you're stationary or in your house. Let me know where you are. I am at the Richard Tracy. T-R-A-C-Y. Common spelling. At the Richard Tracy on Twitter. Follow me there. And of course, AmericaOutloud.com for all your latest radio, talk radio, and podcast needs. And if you happen to miss this one and you just tuned in, don't worry. You can play the rerun of this on AmericaOutloud.com. Just go find me, Richard Tracy, and the Criminal Masterminds, and it'll be the best radio show ever. So I'll be back. All right. Don't go anywhere.
We are one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We stand proudly with the men and women who serve in our armed forces and our law enforcement heroes. Thank you for being part of our family. and we'll see you back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Well, looking good and feeling good are not exactly the same thing. It's just like a car. It may look good from the outside, but what's the inside look like? More importantly than that, what's the inside of your cells look like? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Well, when I started taking Healthy Cell just a few months ago, it has changed my program. I mean, it's boosted my energy. I sleep better, sharper focus. I feel healthier, and hopefully we'll all live longer with improved cells. Well, 90-plus nutrients infused into every cell of your body. Well, this is an exclusive offer for friends of America Out Loud. You can try it today free. When I say free, I mean free. It's our Healthy Cell Pro 7-Day Sample. Free shipping, no risk, no obligation, no credit card required. So this is a complimentary gift from America Out Loud. You can go to healthycell.com/outloudsample or just go to AmericaOutLoud.com and click the large banner ad, and our complimentary gift will be on its way to your home.
Welcome back. I hope that was informative. Aren't advertisements always informative? You now know something that you didn't know before. And it could be as simple as, I do not want to buy that. Or I don't want to invest in that. Or you're like, you know what? I am glad I stuck around. And that's how they get you. So if you see, like, you know, a Ford commercial for a millionth freaking time and your car breaks down or somebody wrecks into you and next thing you know you need a car. What a perfect time to go buy a car. You might consider that Ford. I used to have a Ford years ago and I'll tell you all about it when I read the story about a Nebraska State Patrol accused of sending female recruits to doctor who gave vaginal exams. Was the doctor a Nebraska State Patrol officer as well? Oh, boy, that's funny. On BlueLivesMatter.blue by Officer Blue. Omaha, Nebraska. For years, Nebraska State Police sent new recruits to a doctor who is accused of administering vaginal and rectal exams on all female recruits he saw. Other doctors are calling the practice medically unnecessary. Oh, okay. Well, that's usually, like, they would say appalling or, disturbing findings at the Nebraska hospital. At the Nebraska hospital. Found so much Asiago cheese there. Law enforcement recruits are sent to a doctor for a medical screening before they are hired in order to determine if they are physically capable of doing the job to ensure that won't drop dead in the heavy stress of academy training. Heavy stress of academy training in 2017. Get out of here. There are no stressful environments in academy. Are they even allowed to ask people to do push-ups, or does that discriminate against people as well? I can't do push-ups, but you're discriminating against people who can't do push-ups. Right? They've lowered standards for fire departments so more people can join, and I don't know exactly for what kind of people that they wanted to hire, but I heard that they lowered those standards. So let's say this. I am in a burning building. I just happened to, and you know what? Let's say it's not my fault too. Let's say my neighbor started the fire and I was sleeping comfortably in my house. And then all around my apartment, fire broke out. And then by the time I realized that my apartment was, surrounded by fire, hasn't breached my, walls yet, but it's starting to. So I'm in trouble and I'm way high up in the high rise. Let's say, theoretically speaking. And a firefighter, fires, obviously, fire departments come out to fight the fire and get the people out. And somebody says, there's a person up on that floor in that apartment. You better go get him. And let's just say, I am 250 pounds. I'm not. I'm in very good shape. I'm about 180. But I've been trying to drop that, but I've been developing muscle, and I'm told muscle weighs heavier than fat. Anyway, so let's say I'm up there, I'm 250 pounds, and this is well after the lowering of the standards. So the person, let's say, who wasn't in as good a physical shape as they could have been back in the day if they had higher standards for their firefighters, gets up there and they flat out can't do anything for me. Now, I'm not saying everybody can move a 250-pound guy. There are plenty of firefighters out there who can't move, you know, 250-pound guy. But let's say this particular person is struggling physically. Do I want the most physically shaped firefighter to come save my life? Or do I want somebody who just whined and complained and got their way because they were bitching about the exam standards? No, I don't want that person to come save my life. I need a firefighter out there who exceeds all that, doesn't bitch and doesn't complain. You know, so lowering these standards, lowering the standards for all these tests, not a good idea sometimes, because you're jeopardizing. And again, remember this: you're jeopardizing productivity and progress for the sake of political correctness. For the sake of not being called, you know, whatever, racist, sexist, homophobe, whatever it is. So, I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to lower up some of these expectations. I don't know if it's very relevant to this article, but anyway, the exact method. I was talking about Training Academy, that's why. The exact methods of the exams are generally left up to the specific contracted doctors. Blah, it talks about they also had an exam which ranged from just asking a couple of questions to two-hour-long physicals with a lot of fancy medical equipment involved. This person who writes the article said that they've spoken to the officers who even had a prostate exam during a physical. Wow, that does happen. Alrighty. Bend over. And there's KY right next to him. Yeah, that's not fun. I'll tell you sometime. I had to go through that experience because, you know, it's a little bit of a hemorrhoid issue back in the day. And the doctor's like, well, we ought to take a look-see up there under that carriage in the back. Oof. Just my luck, the doctor happened to have the fattest fingers. Yeah. When I shook his hand, I was like, oh, boy. Anyway, the situation in Nebraska seems far different than even the most in-depth evaluations. The state would send many new recruits to a specific male doctor who appears to be one of several doctors used. And that specific doctor would perform an invasive vaginal and rectal exams on the female recruits to, quote, check for hernias, end quote, according to the Associated Press. That doctor did not perform rectal exams on male recruits. Well, if you're checking, can only females get hernias or can males get hernias as well? Because if males can get hernias, why wasn't he checking the male recruits? When other doctors were asked about the procedure, they said that simply pressing on the abdomen was enough to check for the hernia. And they called the vaginal and rectal exams medically unnecessary. Pardon? I'm parched. So, excuse me. State Trooper Brienne, Lady Brienne from Game of Thrones. We'll call her Bree, Lady Bree. State Trooper Brienne Splitgerber. Submitted to the exam in 2014. I bet she did submit. She was later told by her family doctor that there was no legitimate purpose for the procedure. So she just went along with it. Poor girl. The trooper said that she told her superiors about what her family doctor said, and the department said that they would launch an investigation. Good save. However, the department still sent new female recruits to that same doctor, according to the lawsuit. Well, they can't shuffle through all the recruits, and just because this one officer said something to them, and they said, well, we'll launch an investigation, but she, you know, everybody needs to understand it takes time to do anything, particularly when the word investigations, you know, dropped. It just takes time. So I can't, I mean, maybe they didn't know. Maybe they genuinely didn't know. Anyway, the trooper has now filed a lawsuit against the Nebraska State Patrol. State of Nebraska, two NSP administrators and others accused them of creating a hostile work environment.
Oh, boy.
You see what lack of sleep does to you? You just start yawning mid-podcast. Not good. When Governor Pete Ricketts heard about the allegations, he ordered the chief human resources officer to investigate. That investigation has now transformed into a criminal investigation by the state patrol. The pelvic exams stopped on December 26. An attorney of the Nebraska State Patrol declined to comment, citing the pending litigations. Ooh. BlueLivesMatter.blue, I would like to hear a follow-up on this. So if you would please, let's see what the comments are at the bottom. Washington gives us all the same exam on a daily basis, somebody said. Leland Gaunt. Then there's Carl Huggins says, this story is so crazy. It's like a parody or something. I don't think it's that crazy. It's about right. Wouldn't be a parody. Jeez, Carl. You think that's a parody? Wait till you see an actual parody. And, of course, ZZ377ZZ said, it's a, quote, shocker. Of course I would find it funny. Why wouldn't I find it funny? It's hilarious. I hope people have a good sense of humor on here because, after all, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't have that, what do we have left? Anyway, so that's that. That's a story with that rectal exam. I remember when I had my rectal exam. Boy, was that not fun. It all started with... I wish Al was here to help me with the story. He, one night, I went to either the bathroom or whatever. Somehow, I stumbled upon a little tiny lump, a balloon. A tiny little dot that felt like a lump right in my anal region. My anal region. Isn't it fun to say? So I, what do I do? And it was, you know, clearly a lump and I panicked and, I didn't know what to do. My brother was sleeping at that time. So I was like, he's asleep. Do I wake him up?
Oh, boy.
I feel like I probably should, considering, you know, I have a lump. I lived with my brother around that time when I was younger. He got an apartment, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool to live in an apartment with my brother. And so I walk over, knock on the door. Or I didn't knock on the door. I just opened the door. I'm like, hey, Al. He's like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I got a problem. He's like, what's up? I said, there's a lump in my ass. He's like, what? It's like, yeah, you heard me right. There's a lump in my, like, anal area, like where my anus is. It's a lump right on the side. And he's like, huh. I'm like, it didn't register to him, but he kind of speculated, I think, at that time what I wanted him to do. But he kind of left it alone because he probably didn't want to do it. So I had to spell it out for him. I said, I need you to look up my ass and tell me if you could see what it is. So he said, okay. So he had a walk-in closet. I don't know why we decided to go in the walk-in closet, why we couldn't do it in the bedroom. Something about the closet, hiding our secrets. And the blinds were closed, so there was plenty of privacy in his room. So I get his, we had a mag light in the house. So I walk into his closet first, face away from the door. I drop trowel, put my right hand on my right ass cheek, put my left hand on my left ass cheek, and I just spread it and bend right over. And he takes that mag light and he shines it right in there and just kind of stares with, I'm assuming, I kind of looked back to see what he was seeing, what he was observing. And you remember the abyss when that form, the alien was walking through the station in like a water form, etc. I remember when she gazed into that thing like, wow, what is this abyss of the unknown? Well, Al kind of had that same, at least that's what that reminds me of, that scene. And he just gazed into the abyss. And he's like, oh, yeah, I do see something. It's kind of like a white little ball or something. And, you know, it was probably a gray little stinky balloon called a hemorrhoid. And, man, do they hurt. You know what helps? Not sitting on the toilet and straining. Drinking a lot of water. And nowadays that we have these iPhones and smartphones, and I didn't use a smartphone back then. They weren't as prevalent. I probably still spent way too much time sitting on the can. I did not drink enough water. I know that for sure. So I strained a lot. You strain a lot, it'll put a lot of stress on your anus, and these hemorrhoids will start forming, and you know they just, and then sometimes they burst, and you bleed out of your behind. And you freak out, and you go to the emergency room. Some people go to the emergency room. I don't knock on that. Mine was like bright red, so meaning it was like just came out of me, just fresh. So I speculated that, and it kind of hurt where the hemorrhoid was, so I'm assuming that's what happened. But boy, there's a lot of blood coming out of there. And then I decided, you know, I should probably go see a doctor just in case. And that's when the doctor, boy, when he shook my hands, I went to the specialist directly. I didn't go through my, you know, you have the H, what is it? The type of health insurance, whatever you have, like one, you have to go to your, healthcare, primary healthcare provider to get a referral to go to a specialist. Well, I think it's PPO versus or something else anyway. And, yeah, I was like, cool, I don't need to go to two doctors. I can just go to one doctor and get it all knocked out. Great. This doctor, when I shook hands with him, oh my goodness, he had sausage fingers. And I knew he was going to, you know, go up there to make sure that, you know, nothing was wrong. But, boy, his index finger was generous. And it felt very uncomfortable. Not a big fan of that. Mm-mm. Not at all. And then the problem kind of continued for a little bit longer. And I went and got a sigmoidoscopy. And for those who don't know what a sigmoidoscopy is, it's essentially a colonoscopy, only to go halfway up your digestive tract and digestive system, up the you know, what's it called? What's that stuff that's in your stomach? It's all, you know, intertwining and, like, looks like a bunch of sausages. Intestines. Yes, intestines. They go up that whole thing. And it's like a camera. So they shove this device up your ass. And then they blow air into your, in there. So it expands the intestine. So the camera can work, navigate through it. Or the doctor can navigate that darn camera through it. And here's the part that I wasn't a big fan of, and I probably will never do this again. I hope the doctor doesn't ask me to go, hey, Richard, may need to go to such and such, get that inspected. So, yeah, they just, the worst part is they don't put you under, and it is terrible. They don't give you any kind of relaxants. They don't give you any kind of shots, numbing agents of any kind. They just shove that thing up there, and they take a peek. And I will tell that story next week because it's just It's a lengthy one, and I'm kind of running out of time anyway. So, and I wanted to talk about this story. Speaking of exhaust, I think that's the theme of the day today. This has been happening not only in this particular instance, but it's been happening nationwide. I have a friend who's also been affected by this. He's in the police department. He's a police officer. There are county, state, there are police vehicles out there that police officers are using. And they, when they idle, when the engine is running, the carbon monoxide from the exhaust is seeping into the car. Not outside the car. It's going into the car where the officer is. Therefore, affecting their ability to, I don't know, stay awake and not pass out. You could die from this stuff. It's carbon monoxide. People have died from this stuff. That's why you get carbon monoxide, what's it called? Alarm system? To let you know that there may... Warning. Carbon monoxide. Warning. Fire. Yeah. So anyway, in this instance, in Massachusetts, there were officers that were hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning. One of the officers passed out at the wheel due to high carbon monoxide levels in the cruiser. And this is an, what's it, Auburn police says?
Oh my God. Wow.
Sorry. Jeez. Maybe I'll get a bit more sleep tomorrow if life permits. But anyway, this article is off of masslive.com, by an article by Scott J. Kroshu. Scott, get an easier name. Kroteau. I'm not good at names. Then again, people are never good at pronouncing my name. So you know what? Payback time, world. I'm going to mispronounce everything. A Massachusetts police officer was involved in a crash Wednesday morning that authorities believe was caused by carbon monoxide filling the inside of the Ford Explorer SUV. Ford Explorers again. Last one was a Ford Explorer too, the article that we read. I forgot where it was. I wonder what happened with that one. Auburn Police Detective Sergeant R. Scott Mills. Mr. Mills, I do like that name. Why? It's easy to pronounce. Said that the officer rear-ended another vehicle Wednesday morning on Auburn Street. Oof. That's scary. The officer then complained of headaches after the crash, Sergeant said. When he came to, he complained about having a really bad headache, Mills said. Authorities tested the officer and the cruiser, and both tested positive for carbon monoxide. Uh-oh. The officer was taken to the UMass Memorial Medical Center, University campus in Worcester. Maybe it's Worcester. We have something like that, and it's the completely opposite of the spelling, and they call it Worcester. Where he remained hospitalized Wednesday afternoon. The CO, the CO gas. Reading was taken to the hospital where his blood tested 13 parts per million. I guess that's a lot. I'm assuming that's a lot. He passed out. Poor guy. The police tested the Ford's SUVs and discovered the other Ford SUVs tested positive for carbon monoxide. The Ford Explorers used by department have the special police interceptors package. A total of 10 cruisers at the department's 28 are not being used after testing. Yeah, they're down to 18 now. Well, shouldn't buy junk, I guess. Some vehicles tested as high as 39 to 40 parts per million. I guess that's a lot. Obviously, it hinders operations and poses a safety threat, Auburn Police Chief Andrew Sluckies said during the press conference on Wednesday. That's frightening, dude. Police officers said two other officers are now receiving treatment as well. Sluckies said that Ford Explorers used by the public works direct and the assistant fire chief haven't been taken out of the service due to high carbon monoxide levels. The department is now installing carbon monoxide detectors in all of their SUVs. Wow. I wonder how much that costs. I would imagine if it's a carbon monoxide, it wouldn't be that much, but it's not cheap either. You have to equip so many cars with just to get a reading on that. Pop-up ads. Pop-up. Oh, here's a good one. Representatives from Ford have already reached out to Auburn Police. The company released a statement about the incident on Wednesday. It says, safety is our top priority. Okay, of course. You know, they must have a copy and paste. They just have a little, the apology letter, and we are concerned that we're doing something about it letter. Clearly, it's just so generic. Anyway, let's read this, original thought. Safety is our top priority, and we are concerned for those involved. Are you? We are working with the Auburn Police Department and have a team in Massachusetts on the way to inspect their vehicles and modifications made to them. Police departments do modify the heck out of their cars, ladies and gentlemen, but that's because they need to have all the equipment there and all so much stuff running through these cars. Mind you, I wouldn't be surprised. These cars aren't designed to just sit there and idle. Police officers' cars idle a lot. They find a spot, they sit, they chill, and then that's it. Ironically enough, I was doing that with my friend yesterday. And the day before, he got nauseous and had headaches. And he didn't know why. Otherwise, a very, very, very healthy individual. And then the other day, he's sitting in his cruiser, and this one wasn't an Explorer; it was just an older Dodge Challenger, or a Charger. I'm sorry, jeez, can't talk today. And he flat out is like, "Hey, I think I figured out why I'm getting all these headaches and feel very sleepy. It's because my car smells like gas, and some other stuff." And so I wouldn't be surprised if it's carbon monoxide, although I don't think carbon monoxide has an odor. Apparently his car reeked of gas, which I don't know if anybody can help me out with that one. Does it smell like anything normally? Probably not, but it was potent. So anyway, safeties are anyway, I read that one already. It's premature to draw conclusions from what happened today in Auburn after reports of carbon monoxide at levels of 13 parts per million in the vehicle. According to the Massachusetts Environment Affairs, most people do not begin to feel the effects of carbon monoxide poisoning until they have been exposed to levels of at least 200 parts per million for several hours or more. Given this discrepancy, more investigating is required. I think this guy just called the officer a liar. Pants on fire. Anyway, so the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating this as well. And the leaks in the Ford SUVs. Some departments across the country have removed the Ford SUVs from service because of carbon monoxide issues as well. Very, very scary. Very scary. Smells like a gas. I'm curious to see as to what's going to happen with that. We'll see. We'll follow up. Officer's in good condition, though. He's, I think he's stable and doing okay. But, those pesky little Ford Explorers aren't turning out like a good investment for this police department. Many police departments, because this is not the only one that bought these SUVs. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I guess for me, that will be it. Again, thank you to all for checking us out. Go to AmericaOutloud.com as well. We're there also. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.